We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and I understand we have connected with Pat Collins here on the phone. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
It is a pleasure to have you on. Pat, of course, the fire chief in Riley County and emergency management operations director. And Pat, we wanted to bring you on here today because we'll kind of get an update, but then also you're retiring pretty soon, and just kind of wanted to kind of get your thoughts on what your next steps are here over the next couple months as you get ready for retirement.
Well, I'll tell you what, one of the big steps that that I've been looking at, and my plans were actually to retire a year ago, but you know, we've been working on this radio project since before 2016, but actually opened bids in 2016 on the radio system, and it's today is the day where we're starting to cut over people, some of the emergency workers, onto the new system. So it's a big milestone for us.
How vastly improved is that going to make the radio system here for emergency first responders?
I tell you what, the coverage is phenomenal compared to what we've got. You know, we're looking at probably less than 50% of the county is what we had for current coverage, and looking at what the test data is right now, we're up around 97.1% of the county that we tested, and that's 97.1 of the area that's 3 miles outside the county, because you know every once in a while we do end up having to go over the borders to do some work.
Yeah, and I know there's some problem spots there with a lot of hills and such. I imagine the further north you go, it probably gets a little bit sketchy as far as communication.
Yeah, we've got currently, you know, along the lake is really bad. There's locations in some of the valleys, but we've pretty much remediated most of those. I don't think we'll ever get to 100%. I think there's just way too much money involved in that. But that 97.1 is a big factor, and it looks like most of those areas are just outside of the county. You have a couple really hard spots where we have deep valleys and just places where the hills are made of solid rock that we can't get through, or buildings. There's a few buildings that are built to withstand you know, earthquakes and tornadoes that are built in a fashion that we can't get a radio signal into.
Speaking with Pat Collins here again on In Focus, and you know, it's will that improve the clarity as we hear it on the scanner here at our station?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you a little bit about. What we're going to hear and what the public out there is going to see is the majority of this is encrypted. So unless the general public has a scanner that is set up to scan an 800 megahertz trunked radio system, you're probably not going to hear any of our traffic. And then most of our operations, you know, EMS, police, some of the fire stuff is going to be encrypted. And basically, you've got to have that encryption key to hear that. So the general public's not going to hear what they used to hear, and it's going to take a different scanner to hear what is available.
All right, so you're telling me I need to get with my general manager and upgrade our scanner here pretty soon.
I do, yes.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll have to do that real soon. Pat, we have a caller here who wants to comment. His name is Robert, and Robert is online. Good morning.
Yes, thank you for pulling us through that federally required radio upgrade. One of the things you're working on now is putting those ultraviolet lamps in the back of the county ambulances, and you sure want to have them have cutout switches on them so that anybody happens to be in the back there's an eye damage and you can't see the ultraviolet being on when ambient lights are on. And even if you have it on a park, when it only works if the ambulance is parked, it could be a lower level fire department person coming to restock the ambulance with paper products or whatever and not realize that they're going in there, and there ought to be a infrared detector or something to tell if there's a person in the back. Thank you for all your considerations and looking after us.
Did you want to respond to that, Pat?
Well, it sounds like something I need to share with Dave Adams, the EMS director, but I understand, and I've actually run into that same problem following an ambulance to an incident. So that's good information to have, and I appreciate it.
All right, definitely. Well, as far as the transition goes here, I know the end of the year is when, I guess, when your contract is up here. How are you helping transition the next people, because it sounds like they're going to split your duties here.
They are. There's actually, we've got the new director coming in. Should start the 12th. So my focus is going to be making sure that we're keeping the radio system up and running, operating the fire department, and training him and to the things we need to do on his level. One of the first things we'll do is the commission has allowed us to go ahead and hire a fire chief, so we need to get that person on board. We've got a fairly new assistant fire chief that's been here several months, or a couple months now. So we'll have some new staff. Getting those up and trained is one of my priorities right now, the next 3 months, 11 days.
All right. Well, we have one more person has a question here. We'll try to squeeze that in real quick. Got about 3 minutes here. So go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
I just wanted everybody in the area listening that Pat has brought us from smoke signals to encrypted radio. Well, that's pretty good. And he's such a young guy, I don't know how he did it all that fast, but they're going to have a hard time replacing him, and they're going to have to pay him more money. Is what they should do is give him a big bonus going out to make up for what maybe he should have had during all these years. What do you think of that, Pat?
Well, I don't know which one of my relatives is calling in, but I sure like it.
Well, one of these days I'll tell you, and you owe me $5.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling. And obviously you've been here a long time, and folks have really gotten to know you. And I don't know exactly when you started, but I know you were here in '93 when the flood happened. You've seen a lot. What are some of your fondest memories over the last couple decades?
Well, I started the fire department in '76. I actually started working for the county in January of '77. So I've been here, around 44 years or so. And I've had some really negative things happen. I mean, we've had some big disasters, things like that. I've seen some friends that died over the years, and relatives, and had been involved in a lot of bad stuff, but I've had a lot of good stuff. And I think the key to me is that I've seen some people start out with the fire department or emergency management or police department or whatever, and they've grown and prospered, and they're saving lives and doing good things in other communities right now, or even in our community. And that's probably I would hang my hat on that legacy of people and try to get them to a point where they can help others, and that's kind of where that's my fondest memories right now.
All right. Well, I know a lot of us are gonna be sad to see you go, because you're such a wealth of information here in our county, but we'll wish you well in retirement, but we'll have you on again before that time, and we still got a few months, so you're stuck with us for a little bit longer.
Sounds good. So I just want to make sure that everybody understands about the scanners. It's going to be a little bit different, but I think for the most part, we're going to see the emergency workers are going to have better communications, and it seems to be working great right now.
Awesome. Well, we're glad to hear that. I'm glad that the project is finally coming to fruition, and we'll talk to you again sometime down the road, Pat. Appreciate you being on this morning.
All right. Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap up our show here for this Thursday. Thanks to Pat Collins, thanks to Sarah Siders and Darren Solden from the Manhattan Chamber and Spark Manhattan. Coming up tomorrow, it's a loaded show. We've got four different segments. Got some great different variety of guests. We'll kick it off with Gary Fike, K-State Research and Extension here in Riley County. Jamie Ramsey from the Riley County Senior Center. Brad Millington will join us from K-State Police. And then Tony Kubina from Ascension Via Christi will talk suicide awareness.
Coming up next is Clark Howard, then Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and the game from 4 to 6. Good morning, now 10 a.m.